Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Hosler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bishop moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Bishop moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Cobb moves to third. Cochran moves to second. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cobb scores. Cochran moves to third. Simmons moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball four. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Burns reaches second base with a double. Sewell moves to third. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball for an out. Sewell scores. One out. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns scores. Sewell moves to third. Uhel moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The slide. Cochran applies the tag. Sewell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-1 in the game. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-0 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Burns hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Miller. Burns reaches second base with a double. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-1 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burns moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel hits a line drive beyond short. Sewell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lind catches it and throws to first to double up Rommel. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-2 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Hauser reaches second base with a double. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hale. Burns moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Hale reaches second base with a double. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0 for 2 in the game. Hosler bunts towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hale moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Hosler moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cobb hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Hosler scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhel moves to second. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind takes first base on ball 4. Uhel moves to third. Jameson moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hauser hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Simmons scores. One out. It's 6-2, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a line drive towards third. Fonseca catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0 for 2 in the game. Hosler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to first and picks off Hosler. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rommel hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bishop for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler misplays the ball. That's an error on Hosler. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.